Hare Krishna. Here we are in Mayapur, Sridhar Mayapur, and I've been reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and in that reading, I was having some thoughts, some meditations, based on certain similarity between our practice, devotees' general practice of Krishna consciousness, and that of Gop Kumar. Of course, Gop Kumar is a special person, but here's a point of similarity that I'm going to share, and that's Gop Kumar's experience, the taking responsibility for the Lord's service, managerial responsibility, does indeed interfere with one's practice of spiritual life. What to do in that case? Okay, well, there's four examples of this in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and they fall into two different categories. First, Gop Kumar becomes a king on the city in the bank of the Ganga, and later on he becomes king of Jagannath Puri. Then he becomes Indra, in other words, becomes king of heaven, and after that he becomes Brahma, he becomes king of the whole universe. So in all of these situations, he finds that the management that he's doing on behalf of the Lord distracts him from the peaceful concentration that he usually has on his mantra and his absorption, his bhajan. Now in two of these circumstances, in the city of the Ganga and also when he's Indra, he just leaves. At a certain point, it becomes too much and he just leaves. In the other two circumstances, he gets from Puri, Jagannath gives him the order to go, he sees how he's feeling, and in the other, the Mahapurush or Garbhadakshaya Vishnu gives him the order to go. So, well, the first point is that it's a fact. Taking on responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness, for managing the spiritual institution, is a distraction. There are headaches that come along, anxiety that comes along with it. There's just time. There's only so much time in the day. You don't have as much time as one otherwise would for spiritual practice. And then so many other people come with their problems, and sharing other people's problems. Well, Chanaka Pandit says, one comes to misery by associating too much with the miserable. So the miseries of others become one's own misery. But there's something different about Gop Kumar and ourselves. And that is that Gop Kumar never got an instruction from the spiritual master or from the Lord that he has to take responsibility for spreading Krishna consciousness or Krishna consciousness movement, either from the spiritual master or from the Lord. His responsibility was to chant his mantra and pursue that mantra to its fruition. We have a different order. We have an order from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness and give Krishna consciousness to anyone who will take it. And we certainly have an instruction from Srila Prabhupada to take responsibility for saving conditioned souls and for managing this ISKCON society. Therefore, we have to do both things. Both things meaning we have to practice Krishna consciousness and at the same time live with all the drawbacks that may come from serving the mission of the Lord. But of course, it's not all drawback, because Krishna says, Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. He says, I carry what they lack, and I provide what they need. So if there's any shortage, then Krishna's making this promise, no, don't worry, I'll fill that lack. Now, here's an example, for instance, of a similar situation, because devotees may think, well, I feel so peaceful when I'm just doing some minimal service, why should I take on any responsibility? Or when I'm just in Vrindavan, here I am in Mayapur, it's very nice and peaceful, I have the opportunity to chant and read and study, and then now this afternoon I'm going to have a conference, and conference means dealing with headaches, distractions, other people's issues. But still, Srila Prabhupada has given that particular order. And the example I was going to give was in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it stated that the Panchatattva, chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, one makes more advancement than chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's more potent. Why? Because there's no risk of offense. You don't risk making an offense, and it's the same names of the Lord. Hare Krishna Gauranga, Krishna Chaitanya. But Srila Prabhupada points out that the order of Lord Chaitanya is to chant Hare Krishna, and therefore our business is to execute the Lord's order, even if the result is that our spiritual advancement is going to be slower. What to do? We have to follow and have a conviction that Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. That ultimately advancement in spiritual life depends upon mercy. Sadhana certainly has to be there, and sadhana leads us towards the mercy of the Lord. But the mercy of the Lord is integral for advancement, and mercy is also a quantitative thing. How much mercy you get. Babaji's in Vrindavan, they may be getting some mercy, but are they going to get as much mercy as someone else who takes responsibility, the Goshtanandis, for preaching? So mercy is also quantitative. So this is what's different between us and Gop Kumar, is that we have to say, all right, if this is the desire of the Lord, then let me take those headaches, those responsibilities that come on, let me shoulder those problems of others, so what to speak of the problems that come along with preaching, and as Srila Prabhupada would say, like Haridas Thakur, who had to even physically endure physical hardship and suffering. But we do that. Why? Because the Lord asked. And then the other thing to learn here is that, but at a certain point the Lord may say, all right, that's enough, now you can go. And, or spiritual master may say that, or Srila Prabhupada may say that. And then when one gets that instruction, then he can concentrate on bhajan. So there are similar statements. Prabhupada says that the spiritual master can retire at some particular point, although we didn't see that from Prabhupada's personal example. And, well, went for a walk the other day with Indradu Maharaj, and he told me a statement that Prabhupada had told another of my godbrothers. He says, just give me your youth, and when you get old, then you can retire to Vrindavan and just chant Hare Krishna. Very poignant statement. But we need to get the order. And when one gets that agya, then you can proceed along. So anyway, these are some lessons to be learned from Bihad Bhagavatamrita, wonderful transcendental literature. Hare Krishna.